It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now on the line, we have the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better, You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Before we get to your Yankees, Nick, and some football, I've got a bone to pick with you, bro.
Oh, can't wait to hear this.
Dude.
It wasn't bad enough that the Yankees got our junk kicked in last night. Now you have a bone to pick with me.
Yes, I do. I do, because I trust your opinion a lot, and I value it, and I still do. But you were the person who kept telling me that the Dodgers had no pitching, and yet the Dodgers are shutting down the Mets offense. What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe your team's not that good.
Nick, how do Dodgers? Nick, why could the Mets beat the Dodgers? Dodgers have no pitching.
I mean, Sal, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, no one's going to bat 1,000 doing this, like, trying to give predictions.
I'm not getting on you for a bad prediction.
But it sounds like it.
No, not that. I don't mean to do
BT,
that.
BT kind of sounds like it a little
no,
bit, and that's okay.
No.
I don't think that's his intention, but it does sound like it.
I legit am curious as to how you, and many others, you weren't alone, but you were the first person to say it. Are we just wrong about the Dodgers pitching, or is this the Mets offense?
I think it's probably the Mets offense. And look, I identified, and I'm not the only one that did this, right? I'm not trying to paint myself as like I'm Billy Walters, like the best gambler ever. But going into the postseason, I think it's pretty easy to identify, like, everyone liked the Padres in that series against the Dodgers. Now, everyone was wrong, right? We were all wrong about that. And then I think a lot of people liked the Mets. It had less to do with the Padres and less to do with the Mets and more taking a shot at the Dodgers, who do not have the statistical pitching profile of a team that generally wins the World Series.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean they can't do it. I would say they're the favorite right now to win the World Series, right? Up 3-1 with the Yankees run the bases like little leaguers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably the favorite. Like, trends get bucked. This sort of thing happens. But look, it's sports betting, right? Like, it's never I have the answer. It's I think this is probably what the answer is. I thought it was that the Mets were going to beat the Dodgers. By the way, series isn't over yet. Probably is.
What's the price now at down 3-1?
Oh, God, I don't
know. Plus 5? It's got to be plus 5, right?
You gotta be. Come on, you got to double or triple down at this point, Nick. If your theory was that you backed the Mets because of a team of destiny and the Dodgers don't have enough pitching, it still is only 3-1, and technically, like, there is a path for the Mets to come back in this series.
Okay, so, that's fan stuff, and, like, that is not said derisively. So, the difference between being a fan and being a bettor, right, is you have to answer this question. So, Sal Licata, I'll ask you. The Mets, I felt big team of destiny vibes. I like them to win the series. They can win the next 3 games. Would you bet on it?
Well, it depends on the price. I mean, if I'm getting a good value, but I get your point.
Plus 950.
Yeah, I think it's worth the flyer.
It's plus 950 now?
Don't you think
it's worth the flyer? I might have to take a little flyer here.
I'll give you a C note. And I'll tell you what, BT, we'll talk about, like, I don't know, man. I feel like this is like with these New York teams, this is like the sports equivalent of Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit these teams. I'm betting the Mets tonight.
Yes,
game
there
five.
You go.
There
Nick.
You go.
I put that bet in this morning.
Okay.
I'm way in on the Mets today in this game.
Very interesting.
No way the Mets lose. Well, I shouldn't say that.
I can't say no way.
Also, in case people are interested, the under is getting bet. The total in the game is 7.5. It's now juiced towards the under. We may come down to 7 here. I mean, obviously, it's a kitchen sink game for the Mets, and I think that you're going to see Mendoza with a quick hook for Peterson if he struggles. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Right.
Like, got to win this game, and Flaherty has been excellent, much better than I expected. I was wrong about him also.
Mm-hmm.
I like the under in the game a little bit as well. I do think the Mets take it back to Los Angeles.
Okay, that will be fun. I know you're not worried. Bothered, probably. Worried, no. Nobody should be worried about the Yankees.
You shouldn't.
I'm not worried, are you?
Of
worried?
Course I am.
Dude, you gotta get tougher, man.
Oh, okay, maybe.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. We've been getting our junk kicked in for 15 years. Same thing every October. Like, yeah, like, we should win. And you know what? Piss off everyone. I'm going to say we. We should win this game tonight. We should still win the series. The Yankees. Gavin Williams is starting tonight. Rather, Gavin Newsom pitching. The guy from Bush.
from California.
Good singer. Who am I thinking of? Gavin
Rossdale? You're
Gavin
from, I got you.
Whatever. It's like, honestly, hand up. I've been losing money and watching my team lose games. That's my bad here. Not meant to be a political commentary.
I got you.
The Yankees should win this game tonight. But BT, again, it's like a betting thing. Like, the way the game ended last night and the fact that the Guardians unquestionably now have the momentum, like, I don't know if I want to bet Luis. He only hasn't pitched in 3 weeks since September 28th. Now, like, gun to my head, pick the winner of the game to save my life. I'll take the Yankees, but I'm not going to bet the Yankees tonight. I'm going to watch and hope for the best and hope that they win this game. Because if they lose, I know Rodon was good in the first start.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Rodon on the road.
The
I don't want to do
second,
this.
Oh, you mean of this series? Yeah,
of
keep
this
going.
Series,
gotcha. Yep.
And I'm just I think they're gonna win.
It's a big one.
But I think, dude.
It's a big one.
I love you, man. I actually admire, and I wish I had your optimism. I don't know how you can say, why would we be worried?
Yeah, I am pretty confident for a lot of these teams that never deliver anything anymore.
Yeah,
for me. What the hell's wrong with me?
That's on you.
Maybe it's false bravado at this point. I don't know. I'll tell you what you should bet tonight. Again, because laying a ton on the Yankees with what how it ended could be a little risky. I kind of like the over, and I don't even know what it is. I'm guessing
7.5.
Oh, it is 7.5. Okay. I mean, you look at, Heal could walk a lot of guys. Guardians getting a little momentum in the box. That's one aspect. Gavin Williams, who you mentioned before, oddly, his home numbers are awful. The ZRA is almost 7. Righty hitters with an OPS of over 800, so you probably stack it that way if you're Boone, to an extent, maybe. I think that this could be a 7-6 kind of a game. I think we get offense both sides.
Well, I think there will be a quick hook tonight for Luis Gil.
Yeah, it has to be, of course.
Absolutely. So even if he starts with the walks, like I don't think he's going to be long for this game.
Yep.
I will say that one of the reasons why Yankee fans, and you're probably right, that like I'm just a pessimistic Yankees fan at this point, but there should still be optimism, is because Judge is getting hot, and Stanton's obviously been hot. And if Judge starts to go nuclear, like, the Yankees are going to win the American League pennant. And you just hope that that carries into tonight. And if people want to, and I'm just bringing it up right now just to give the price, Aaron Judge to hit a home run tonight is plus 290, after he obviously hit the homer off of Class A last night. So if people are into that bet, I think that's a pretty good look.
What was it yesterday, just to compare?
It was about the same price.
Okay.
And Stanton to homer is plus 360 tonight for the Yankees. And he's obviously been, red hot this entire postseason. So I'm not going to bet the game. I will watch and I will root for the Yankees and hope for the best.
BT and Sal, we're talking with Nick Costos. How about some football here, Nick? Where are you at with your Giants? They get Neighbors back, but no Thomas. Can they finally beat the Philadelphia Eagles in a game that actually matters?
Yeah, I think that they can. Huge news, 20 minutes ago, Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence, Brian Daboll, told the media, we don't have a practice report yet today for the Giants, but Daboll told the media that both guys will practice today.
Okay, good. I did not even see that.
Wow, so
it literally just came out a little while ago, and I always look right before I come on with you guys to have the info. So Burns and Dexter Lawrence, who's infant Aaron Donald, just out of respect to Aaron Donald, who may be the best defensive. Dexter Lawrence is tremendous, obviously.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Like, if those guys weren't going to play, I was going to come on here and say, like, you can't bet the Giants. But if they are both going to play, and if they practice on Friday, I think that means they're going to play. Mm-hmm. And Nabers is going to be back.
Yep.
Right? Even without Andrew Thomas, like, Eagles also without their left tackle, Jordan, my doctor said Mailata. I like the Giants in this game. And I'll say this about the coaching matchup here, and I'm not the world's biggest Brian Daboll fan, obviously, but the Giants unquestionably have the better head coach in this game than, like, the NFL's Britney Spears, who buzzed all his hair off during the bye week like a crazy person and jawing with fans like a moron, Nick Sirianni. Yeah. So, plus three. I'm way in on the Giants. Bet them +3.5 earlier in the week. Like, Giants have the coaching edge here. I think that matters. I bet the Giants on Sunday.
I love it. All right, so you obviously want the Giants to win. You want to make a little scratch on the side. How do you, as a longtime Giants fan, and I'm sure you love Saquon, you know, if the Giants are up big and he scores deep down, are you happy? If the Giants are the Saquon's, it's an interesting emotional angle aside from the betting. How do you deal with that?
I'll say this about Saquon Barkley. I think that the fans that are upset with Saquon, that he left to leave for the Philadelphia Eagles, like, you're all dumb. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm sorry. It's true. Because everyone's like, oh, how could you do this? Like, who cares? Like, if you had a job and then someone else offered you more money, like, you would go take the money. It's like, done. Like, I love working for Odyssey. If someone else offered me more money on the free agent market, peace. Like, see ya. Like, who wouldn't do that?
Well,
so Saquon did what's best for Saquon. Like, that's just that. And I can't hate on him for that. I'd do the same thing.
Yep.
Now, I'll also say this about Saquon Barkley. And I think Giants fans need to consider this. It's not his fault that idiot general manager Dave Gettleman took him with the second overall pick in the draft. Like, one of the worst draft picks ever. I said it at the time. I had dumb Giants fans. I still think that was a good pick to take Saquon Barkley second overall and not even consider a trade down when, like, Josh Allen was available potentially to be drafted. Mm. Like, insane. Like, Saquon's a running back. He can only do so much. It's not his fault that the team stunk around him. He's a good player. He plays a not important position. So all the vitriol about Saquon Barkley to me is ridiculous. Like, he's a running back. Like, you know how much running backs matter? Devin Singletary gets hurt. The fifth round rookie out of Purdue comes in and is better immediately in Tyrone Tracy, Dick's grandson. So, yeah, I think the vitriol's stupid, and I don't, like, Saquon can score, and I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Before we move on to the Jets here, Nick, I got to get back to your line, because I was dying when you said this on your show. I saw the clip on social media calling Sirianni the NFL's Britney Spears, and you go, oops, he did it again. Oh, dude, that was brilliant. He is. I mean, you look at Sirianni, he's a doofus. He's shaving his head. He's yelling. How can anybody? The Eagles are going the wrong way. They might be toast, and the Giants might be able to put the fork in them on Sunday.
So if the Eagles, I'll go back to week 3. So when the Eagles, and they had a great win, this was when the Saints were rolling a little bit before everyone got hurt. They've lost 5 straight. Eagles went to New Orleans in week 3 off of the Monday night collapse against the Atlanta Falcons. And the report came out post-game that at halftime, Nick Sirianni was telling the team, like, the season's not over yet. This isn't college football. Like, this is the mark of a desperate man who says things like that, who said in the offseason, I'm not going to, like, overstep my bounds and make play calls. He did in that game at the end of the first half with the fake tush push that got stopped when he should have settled for three, and a low-scoring game with the Eagles and the Saints. Everything that he does, everything that he says, like, shows that he is a man that knows that his seat is exceptionally hot. And I am not reporting anything here. This is not a report. Like, don't be surprised if Bill Belichick is on line one for Howie Roseman at some point if the wheels come off here for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Any betting odds on Belichick to the Eagles yet?
I don't think, and if there were, like, you'd be able to move the market with, like, $50. It's, like,
yeah,
it wouldn't be an efficient
market.
Gotcha,
okay.
So, yeah.
Understood. All right, so, Nick, Jets, how are you attacking them from a betting perspective this weekend?
Oh, man, I just, you know, this is like the Brokeback Mountain thing with the Mets. Like, I can't quit them. I love the Jets on Sunday night. And at some point, like, I'm the idiot. Maybe that's just what it is. Monday night was 3 hours of agony with the Jets bet against the Buffalo Bills. Zuerlein's still kicking, right?
Yes.
It's just like, how is he still on the roster is what I want to know. I guess, how's that possible? Okay. As I'm sure everyone knows, the Jets have, you know, throw out the Monday night loss week one to the Niners. Three losses by 10 points. If the curtain jerking jabroni slap kicker makes a couple kicks, they're 4-2, right? Things could be way different here. Now you have Davante Adams. He definitely matters. The hamstrings magically healed. How funny is that? Now he's a Jet and the hamstring's better. The offense should be awesome now. Now, maybe not with T.J. Watt rushing the passer, but this offense should actually, like, the offense should be really good. Devontae, Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard is a hell of a three-receiver set. Mm-hmm. And Todd Downing, definitely better than Nathaniel Hackett. Got Breece Hall going. Nice. Russell Wilson's going to start this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Russell Wilson is horrible. Like, we saw him the last couple years. Like, they're going to try and manage this, obviously. He's going to attempt, like, 18 passes in the game, with the M.O. being, don't turn the football over. And maybe the game ends, and the Steelers win the turnover battle, and they just win by three because they're the Steelers and the Jets are the Jets. But I'm willing to take at least one more ride here.
All right.
They're better than Pittsburgh. Like, I want to say that there's no excuse for them to lose these games, but there's no excuse for them to lose a lot of these games. I love the Jets on Sunday night to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Attaboy, Nick.
Even with the coaching advantage clearly being with Pittsburgh and that defensive line, you mentioned it, like, it's hard for me, Nick, to ignore that the Jets' offensive line hasn't been good. Rodgers has been taking a beating, and now he's going to face maybe his toughest challenge with that Pittsburgh defense.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you could be right. Like, the spread's 1.5. It's, like, a really close game. Again, I will just default to The Steelers have a better head coach. Like, I don't know if Arthur Smith's a great offensive coordinator. Tomlin's a better head coach than we think, by the way, than Ulbrich. Ulbrich's only one game into his tenure. Tomlin's probably better, to be fair. Like, the Jets, 1-53, are definitely better than the Steelers. Like, the game is pick the winner of the game. Desperate spot for the Jets. I don't even know if that really matters, but it sounds good. I'll take the Jets. And listen, may God have mercy on my soul. And hopefully this won't be like another agonizing New York sports experience on Sunday night.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, atta boy. Rallying me a little bit here, Nick. Thank you.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets. The absolute very best of luck. And please don't do this.
We're good.
Please.
Stop. Please. Stop projecting that negative Nelly stuff.
Come
I don't want to hear it.
Yesterday
Come on,
was
dude.
An all-time
Toughen
game.
Up, Nick.
Just enjoy the game. Yesterday was an all-time game.
Sal.
I mean, it was an all-time baseball game, Nick.
Sal, if your team lost that game, you wouldn't be like, oh, what a great sporting event.
Oh, I thought it was a tremendous game.
Dude, he gets unhinged when the Temptations are merely told to play a song. Last night, he probably would have jumped off the bridge.
The one thing the Mets have done is been on the right side of those type games, at least this postseason. Yanks had their chance and came up short yesterday.
I'd rather lose 10-0 like the Mets did than lose like the Yankees did last night.
We talked about that. The one difference, though, is Judge had his moment, and that should click him in the rest of the way. But otherwise, I don't disagree.
Well, this year, normally I love the holiday season. This year I want to cancel Christmas after last night.
Thank you, Nick.
See you, buddy.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.